The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Let's believe, let's keep hope, 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 'cause we are rushing up the Almighty God, we are rushing up the Almighty God, let's believe. Let's keep hope, let's believe, let's keep hope. Lord, I thank you for the breeze.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your station for fresh new smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 2nd of April, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. My apologies for the late start. I was involved in a vigorous debate. I believe the rule should be, if we're going to eat meat, if you are going to eat meat, if you're going to eat meat from an animal, you have to catch the animal. Right? And I think that should be a great rule. I think it may be a great rites of passage for young Bahamians, right? Before you could eat an animal, you have to catch the animal that you are going to eat. I mean, I think that is a great rule, like a natural rule. Right, I think one of the problems plaguing Bahamians, along with most of the world, is a problem of overconsumption, a lack of spatial awareness and empathy that lead us to a state of overconsumption because we're never quite aware of, cognizant of, right? How much like food we actually need to sustain ourselves, right? How much fun and levity we need to sustain ourselves, right? How much slackness the broader society can tolerate. I think that's a part of our collective problem, and it's a simple fix, you know, like it's an easy, easy fix. You just practice empathy and intentionally become more aware of the space that you occupy and how you impact the space that you occupy. And I think that's a great message at this time of the year on this Holy Thursday as we walk our way into Easter. It's the last day of the week. Tomorrow is Good Friday, a public holiday. We know that Charifta starts, and we say congratulations to all the athletes that have made both the athletics team and the aquatics team for Charifta. I think are we going for eight straight? Team Bahamas Aquatics is going for eight, I think eight straight this year, if not eight, nine straight. We're going to be talking headlines this morning. The Prime Minister made an announcement late yesterday evening, and we will be talking about that. But before we get there, I also want to say congratulations to Xavier Knowles, judoka, and Kara Hanna, judoka, who competed recently abroad. And we say congratulations to Dekel Quant, who qualifies for bodybuilding's highest stage, is making by becoming the first Bahamian woman to earn a place in the prestigious Joe Weider's Olympia Fitness and Performance Weekend in Los Angeles. I mean, sorry, in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas. Dekel is a Grand Bahamian, and so we salute Dekel and all the Grand Bahamians, along with Xavier Knowles, Cara, Hannah, and all of the athletes attending Carifta. As a text, great show as usual, Miss Green. You got your fish yet? And what is the fish of choice? Snapper, jack, or grunts? No, okay, so I plan on getting my fish after the show. I haven't gotten it yet. I like the rush of it, you know. The rush of it is also a bit of the experience for me. Now, when I say that, not every rush is the same. I go into a Montague ramp to get my fish today. Right, the why I prefer Montague Ramp is that I have a greater chance, a greater percentage of getting fresh fish out at Montague Ramp. Now, see, you can't expect fresh fish at Easter all the time because of the volume of people purchasing, right? Like sensible fish vendors, they're going to have a supply, right? So either they have stocked fish in their personal or personal company freezers, or they're purchasing kits of fish from fish vendors, right? So I like Montague because I increase my chance of getting fresh fish. What also increases my chance of getting fresh fish is I'm not necessarily bound to the traditional Good Friday fish. Goggle Eye, Goggle Eye, Goggle Eye. I remember when Goggle Eye was it was it. Goggle Eye, and then it became Goggle Eye. And then somebody tell me today they got their grouper steaks seasoning already. They eat grouper for Good Friday. But I thought Goggle Eye, right? And then a texter said, great show as usual, Miss Green. You got your fish yet? What's your fish of choice? They give me snapper, jack, or grunts. I forget the grunts. Goggle Eye and grunts. Goggle Eye and grunts. That's what it's supposed to be, right? Anyway, snapper's in the mix now. Grouper's in the mix now. I'm looking for a medium-sized schoolmaster. I ain't greedy. If I get one fish and it'd be a nice-sized schoolmaster, I think they call that one the dog teeth fish, the dog snapper. But the way you identify it, right? You remember the mango season and the first mango you cut into that, and a nice, it could even be a hairy mango, you know, but that nice fleshy mango. And you see that gold orange just pop out and the juice pop out. Well, the schoolmaster snapper, the fins are as brilliant as the most brilliant mango, right? That's how you know that's a schoolmaster. That's the one for me. Jack and snapper. Like if a amberjack and a snapper had a baby, it would be the schoolmaster, and that's the fish for me. The text says, also don't use no parboiled rice on Easter because you already have a lot to explain to God on Judgment Day. See, but you coming at it from the wrong direction, man. I thinking like God is going to appreciate that I tried. God is going to appreciate that it was only me left to cook the rice. And knowing that the people them don't like parboiled rice, but that's all I had in my cupboard, I cooked the rice for them. Otherwise, it would have been no rice. That's how I come across it. That's what I can explain to God on Judgment Day. But thank God for Ona Bailey and all her children. Like, Ona Bailey's arm, the Mitchell army, that's the cooking arm. You know, like how in the Jewish religion, they got the House of Benjamin. Is Benjamin responsible for money or war? And then there's House of Levi, right? And one house is responsible for politics and one... The Ona Bailey arm is responsible for the cooking. So thank God for us, I don't have to cook the rice. See, because we got far more important decisions coming up ahead of us than who going to cook the rice. I see the phone line is jumping. I'm going to go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Yeah, happy Easter. Aaron, I agree with you, man. We from the old school, man. I used to eat grouper straight through all the time, man. Mm-hmm. I want my goggle eyes, them seasoned on from the night, mm-hmm. the night before. Seasoned on good.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chef Simeon all say with the real bird pepper. And if you could find some gold pepper and thing,
mm-hmm,
fry
mm-hmm.
dry tomorrow. Fry mm-hmm. dry, so you could chew up all the head.
Yeah, just mash it up.
Mash it up,
mm-hmm.
and things like that, right?
Yeah.
That's what I want, man. We from the old school, man. The regular go for straight through, man. But for Good Friday, when it come around, I want my goggle eye, man. Fry dry. And like, what are you saying with the guava duff? I agree.
Mm-hmm.
When we was from in the 80s, when we were small, my old lady, my late mother now, she thought us going around raiding all the guava trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then she used to scoop the guava out with the seed.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just had this spinning thing, like the strainer. Then she strain all them seed out.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the juice. She peel the guava's face.
Mm-hmm.
And then she take that and cut them up.
Yeah.
And then put it in the dough. And then get a pillowcase.
Yes.
Anyway, and
you know how much cussing Owner Bailey and Marina Sands cuss us for making guava duff in Owner Bailey pillowcase?
Right.
Cussing galore.
Right.
Yeah.
See, all these big duff now and then fried duff and thing. I don't know what country they come from and thing, but we go with the boiling duff.
Mm-hmm.
And the duff used to be moist. And you take the same guava, cove, like what she cut, but she used to put it in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So when you cut the slice, the guava used to be there. Now the sauce.
Yeah.
These syrupy sauce with these clear sauce and then
no.
These syrup sauce with giving you diabetes off one gut stuff. No, she used to have the foamy sauce, like look like whipped cream, like it used to be whitish and brownish, like.
Mm-hmm.
And if the duff come out hot, when you spread it,
it just
over
melts,
it melts
right into it.
Like,
yeah,
right.
Like almost the, like a sweet butter.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Not this Aunt Jemima's syrup types with they have with these duff without nothing with the syrup and thing. Not that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I agree with Chef Simon. We're losing all of that old type recipe on these duff. All these big duff and things were coming around. I don't know where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Boy, look here. I didn't have it on my list, you know, but that would be for me a criteria to indicator for government performance assessment, you know, the retention of not just of institutional knowledge, but cultural knowledge. See, I won't be a czar or something, you know. You see that list
right.
of all them contract and consultant and thing yesterday, day before yesterday, Latre Raman put out.
Right.
I won't be in charge of something. I already rowdy and I already miserable. So I feel like put me in charge of, I mean, you may have to give the job to Simeon Hall Jr. because he may be an actual expert. But we need a culinary culture czar.
Yeah, you could be in charge of the rock horns and things. So that because rock horn meat tastes good and things too.
That's what they tell me. But I can't let the raccoons know I know.
Right, and your fruits. And you know how them fruits, them star fruits and things. You got to have some coleslaw, though. You got to have some coleslaw with your fish and things too. And if you want raisins or not, but yes, don't put no sugar in it.
Yeah. I don't know why I say, yeah, I disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't want to put a little sugar in it?
Man, you need the sugar. The old-fashioned way, that's the lime juice alone.
And pepper and salt.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I got
that
you.
Man, that liquid, I like the liquid with the coleslaw and everything. You need no sugar in that. Man.
I got you. No, I know that recipe. I like that one. That's
right.
The one my mommy used to make.
From the old school.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Aaron. Enjoy your day.
Absolutely. Hey, look here, these things are extremely important, you know. They are important to the point where there should be a ministry with responsibility for these things. You think I'm joking? How many young people don't know what time is? And what food you're supposed to put time in? You put it in everything. And why time? And where time came from? Let me tell you all something about time, right? Since we're walking into election. Time is like a superfood. Time dilates blood vessels, right? So it is a great treatment for people who have high blood pressure, hypertension, people who overheat easily, right? Time was used for women's health because it dilates, right? At an early stage in a pregnancy, time would be used to terminate a pregnancy. And at a late stage in a pregnancy, time would be used to help induce birth, right, and delivery. Time is an upper respiratory conditioner. The cooking time, the conditioner, help to keep your lungs clear and healthy. I'm going to go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
It's a good show.
Thank you.
You had a great show yesterday with Mr. Strawn. I hope you could bring him on a couple times. for the general election.
I hope so. Yes, yes.
They stop Guardian from talking about politics and stuff.
Only on the day.
Only on the day.
Only on the day of.
Okay.
And yeah. I don't know, you know, I struggled a bit with the Lent season, right?
Yes.
And whether, how much politics we should be talking in the Lenten season. One of the questions I wanted to ask the general public, right? Like, why May 12th? Why so early? Why does the campaign season seem to always align with the Lent season? Isn't that incongruous? Like, that don't buck up in the culture here where we say we Christian and Easter is the most important part of the Christian experience, right?
Yes.
So I want to know why May? Why, like, they like that date May 10th, but May 10th is what, a Sunday? May 10th is a Sunday, so you can't have it on May 10th.
It's almost like a celebration of the heroes who we lost on the Defense Force Base. I think we celebrate that as memory.
HMBS Flamingo.
Or Memory Day or something, we celebrate the 10th of May?
We should do. I don't think there's any formal recognition, but that would be great. I mean, I think that's a beautiful idea, right? We're talking about how do you retain knowledge, right? For us to realize and acknowledge how significant that moment was and how important it is to recognize and remember the individuals that gave their lives for this country,
yes.
We should commemorate it in a day. And I think if you want to call it...
Not on election day. Perry Christie tried that. He tried that when they voted him out. Yeah, that happened when they voted him up. But, you know, I don't know if it's the reason why Mr. Davis decided. I mean, after Fred Mitchell did not let us know the last day for register and all of that stuff. Like, like he's the prime minister, or he and the prime minister bring. And I know we would have never know what day the prime minister picked until he decided to tell someone. But 3 weeks ago, a government official, and condolences family, he lost his wife. I just can't call his name.
Yeah, I understand.
You say, Papa? He say the last day when they go back the election to the House Assembly after Easter on the 8th or something. He called these days for me. He tell me the Prime Minister will call it on the 12th. So I just thinking maybe whosoever the Prime Minister to tell when he thought of the date, or he maybe just wanted that to spread that way. But he eventually said it is on the 12th, not on the 10th, like the day when Perry Christie get water. But Ms. Green, I just wanted to say this with all the seasoning, the sour, and the goggle eye and everything, and the snappers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for those who don't want to, I mean, who I don't want to offend anybody, but just let's remember to give praise to Jah and thank God for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I mean, you hear what I say?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to remember, I mean, ask the folks out there, with all the celebration and the Easter egg and making sure the children are happy, different from watching it on TV and stuff, the crucifixion and stuff, I just want us to give thanks and praise for Jesus, doing whatever he does for us. You know, and if you don't know him, I want to encourage you to know him. I think he's the best friend ever.
Mm-hmm.
Keep up the good work, Miss Green.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And see, that's it, Papa, right? Like the struggle, what are we... should we be talking about politics in the middle of Lent? And then I thought, well, if the politicians don't think it is a sacrilege to do this, they're about it, right? I got a number of questions for the broader audience, but you reminded me of something, Papa, and I'm going to go just to this quick article, March 30th, 2026, Insight. So it's an editorial in the Tribune, quote, "No one man should hold a country hostage," close quotes, Davis said. Right? Here we go. "As long ago as 2012, then PLP deputy leader Philip Davis announced that if the PLP was returned to office, they would commit to a fixed date for general elections, saying, quote, no one man should hold a country hostage," close quotes. That's 14 years ago. Now, science says that in a 7-year period, all of the cells in your body will have recycled, right? So 7 years from today, all of the cells in my body will be new. So that gives the, I mean, that's two whole cycle of seven the prime minister had. That's not the same prime minister. At least the cells aren't the same. Cells aren't the same. So, I mean, fixed election dates may not make sense in the Westminster system, as explained by that letter to the editor that I shared or read from yesterday, parts thereof. Fixed election dates may not make sense, but he promised them. He promised them. That's why we're on it, really. We promise them we don't need a Westminster system, you know. Haven't the politicians already shown y'all they don't need a Westminster system, or at least they don't need rules and conventions that would moderate or govern their own behavior? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. How you do this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I hear people are talking about a fixed election date. Is it a fixed election date or a fixed election date? Like, let's say the third Thursday in March of every year election would be. Because the date would sometimes go on Saturday and sometimes
right.
go on
I
Sunday.
Feel you. I think right now we still questioning what we want, but what you suggested is perhaps the best way forward. That may be the best
date.
Model. Yeah, the date.
A date.
Okay.
But people talking about date, this and dates, can't sort it. People know Christmas is be the 25th of every December.
Mm-hmm.
And how much people don't be ready? They know Christmas on the 25th. They short out.
That's a lie. That's what they do to tell people when they don't buy them no gift.
Well, when they ain't get no gift for them.
Yeah, but
the people...
See, but it would have been September. No, we would have been in September. See, if things was things, we would have been in September. But about the fixed election date is really just a springboard for political pundits like myself, you know. Because let me be honest with you, since it's election time. I mean, since it's Lent, I don't know about election time. Let me be honest with you, right? It's an important talking point, but it's not the be-all and end-all. Because here's what springs off of that, right? Why have the election so early if so much of your agenda is unfinished? Now, unfinished may not be a big deal, right? When so much of your agenda is unclear, maybe you can't finish it, but what's more important is why you don't tell us what's happening, right? For me, that's the biggest question. Why so early if so much of your manifesto agenda is unfinished?
But, Ms. Green, we are only 4 months out of a 5-year cycle.
I mean, I could be honest with you. I don't believe that this Davis administration could achieve all the things it said it could achieve in this 4 months, you know. So maybe it don't even matter, right? Like, maybe it don't even matter because we know they can't achieve it. But 4 months is a lot of time. And in particular, like, honest, so when the people say, boy, Erin is get at you and she's try trick you, in particular, the point is, why not wait until after the budget, after you explain to us how you achieve your surplus? See, you could achieve your surplus any kind of way. I got in big trouble in school. I was a good mathematician. I get all the answers right. My teachers start telling me, show the work in. They didn't trust the right answer alone. They wanted to see the work, and that's where I am now. I also need to know how you achieved the surplus. And I thought that's something that you were so strong about, the way you talk about the people like me. I know journalists, but I felt it when he licked them. I would have waited until after the budget, after I explained all of those things to the Bahamian people to have an election.
Ms. Green, mm-hmm. The thing that they're trying to bring up now with fixed election date, mm-hmm. Using the Andes for the last 20, 25 years from the opposition?
I don't care about the opposition in this moment. You know, the opposition
I mean,
just as bad as the PLP.
That's what they campaign on.
And when they get into power, if ever again, they can get the same thing. They would have gotten more critique if they did more, but they ain't done much as an opposition, to be honest.
Okay.
You know?
There are some of them who are now trying to put us some headquarters.
Yeah.
The election will be over.
By the time...
And the headquarters won't be finished yet.
Well, I can be honest with you. Let's be careful. The real delay is in getting the permit. You know? Be careful.
Yeah, but I'm saying the headquarters still ain't going to be finished.
No,
so
I feel you.
Cannabis and over the block and go with that for now.
Listen, I am agreeing with you because I'm a staunch proponent of political engagement beyond election, right? If you want to impress me, you must be doing things in my constituency, and I got to see you doing the things.
But some of the candidates just reached into his constituency but 2 months ago.
I also...
While the member of parliament now putting the icing on the cake,
now,
time is they done greased the pan to put the butter in the pan. The member of parliament done be cutting up cake, giving out.
I feel you, but don't be like Sabas telling people that, you know, that you're just a political pundit, and then all of a sudden you're a political person. You know, because Sabas was leading the way. Don't be like that. Just put up the office, tell us you're going to run, and start doing things.
But Ms. Green, in closing.
Yes, sir.
Easter will be finished on next week, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
By Tuesday, Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
a high-ranking be invited into the United States for some questioning.
Boy.
Yeah, they let him celebrate Easter and do Easter thing and thing. By Tuesday, Wednesday, the latest, he should be invited.
Oh, boy.
Into the answer some questions.
Okay.
Well, I remember
is that
I when they send for him or when they come to pick him up, I would remind you of it.
Uncle, be careful, because we just had a whole conversation about how when you sling mud is sling back at you, you know? So let's be careful, and because we're still in Easter, and because the Christian experience extends beyond Easter, let us not celebrate other people's downfall. Let's be careful. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I'm sorry I missed you. I'm going to go to the text line now. And let me just say, I thought we was going to be talking more politics, but you know what? Sometimes politics just consumes everything, and we take control where we can. Here we go. Turbot, I don't like fish with bone. Morning, Aaron. Listen, Turbot is a sleeper. If you ain't had... if nobody ever invites you to their house and feed you steam lobster, and then when you finish the meal, they tell you it was turbid and you smile, you ain't living. You ain't having the Bahamian experience yet. Let's go to the phone line. Producer has a text. Also, I also think there should be a ministry responsible for these things. I have a suggestion for a name. What you think about Ministry of Culture? That's such a beautiful name. Good morning, caller.
Aaron,
I just want to say this. Hold on. You sound like you have a kid amberjack in your freezer and nobody know, and you just live in life waiting for tomorrow.
Just waiting for tomorrow.
Pardon?
I'm just waiting for tomorrow.
Okay, I got you. Good stuff.
To have my snapper.
Good stuff.
Yes. Yeah, the last call was just called.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm glad what you said to him. Be careful when you...
Slinging mud.
Slinging mud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, these guys, you can't sling mud on people when it's your time. Now, he's talking about how the election, right? When you look at what the governing party done, they're not impressive. It's not impressive at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's need to happen,
mm-hmm.
they need to stop calling talk show and making a mockery of themselves.
I hear you.
I know one thing, they ain't coming around.
I got you. Thank you. Absolutely. Yes, man, let's be careful. Let's be careful. You see what the Prime Minister said in his statement last night, statement by PM Davis on the dissolution of Parliament in the 2026 general election. You can read the full statement at the Office of the Prime Minister's website, or you can read the Nassau Guardian article, PM General Election Set for May 12th. He said, I ask every Bahamian to remember one simple truth. Wherever we may fall politically, we all love this country. Long after the campaign is over, we will still be one people sharing one home with one future to build together. Eligible Bahamian to take part in the process with seriousness, respect, and faith in our democracy. I want to continue from there and say this. See, the Prime Minister is talking about false divisions created across party lines, right? But I want to suggest that we have a far more detrimental false division that we are operating under. And that's the difference between the people in the political class and the people not in the political class. And I think it's important for the people in the political class to herald these words that the Prime Minister said, to remember one simple truth: wherever we may fall politically, whether we in the political class or not in the political class, we all love this country. See, because here's the difference. For those who are not in the political class, this country is all they got. This is it. That's why, for me, the air that I want to emanate from my Prime Minister is one that suggests that they, male or female, cannot live anywhere else than the Bahamas. And whatever is to be experienced by a Bahamian in this world full of experiences can be experienced here. That's the type of Prime Minister I want. Producer, let's go to the phone line quickly. A couple more texts and then we run to the break. Good morning, caller.
Yes, sir. Good morning to all.
Good morning.
It's Ms. Crane. You know, PLP voters and FNM voters going to vote for the PLP and FNM. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I have an issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that only the private schools have sense not to put asphalt or black tar down in the schools for kids to run on?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Much.
No, they ain't got no sense. You understand?
Yes.
I can't build a track for a school. No track in the Bahamas. No school have a track. You know, she the one in Iron Valley.
Mm-hmm.
They got a 400-meter track and they put asphalt on that black tar.
I mean, that's the said with the contract that had to be reduced to writing. I don't expect much more.
Miss Green, you go by CC Street and OC Primary. That school across the road, they got enough space for a 400-meter track. They put a 200-meter track with asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, these people said it's government. They got sense.
And listen,
Lincoln Bean might as well go do that.
No, that's good. That's good. Good stuff. If you traverse Johnson Road, right, and you're coming up over, you pass the Silk Cotton Tree, and you're coming up over the second hill, right? So not the hill to come off the Eastern Road, but the second hill past the Silk Cotton Tree. There's a patch of road cut out, right? And I hope that the men that were working on that patch of road the last time it got patched could hear the sound of my voice right now, because I want you to remember it. That woman who was laughing at y'all. Yeah, I can be honest with y'all. I laughed at, not at them in particular, no, but at the situation. And I said to them, see you next year. Let us gather together in this space next year. Because I could tell by the shoes that they were wearing and the way that they were working, that what, I don't know what the reason was, but for some reason that road was going to get dig up again. I'm just saying, you don't need to be a magician or a fortune teller to see these things. So I say that to say to you, sir, if you see somebody who is on a work site, a public work site, working at public infrastructure, and they're not in the proper gear, report them. Because if they can't read the instructions and figure out what gear they're supposed to be working on the job, what will convince me? What will convince me that they could read the instructions and do the job properly? See, but when I tell you all, the Prime Minister say it's not the roof, it's a matter of trust. Y'all thought it was just a joke. Was that not the clearest indicator that something is wrong in that sector of governance? In the construction of the roof, installed pieces collapsed. And the Prime Minister came on TV to tell you that there money, nothing wrong. The contract is to writing. And then he look you in your face and tell you, no, the roof did not collapse. It was just a truss. And I said, yep. Because a broken clock is right twice a day, right? Yeah. It's the truss that collapsed. Let's go to the text line. As we go, I only read a couple texts. Morning, Aaron. This may be presumptuous, but I think the PM off the record told Fred, the parliamentary commissioner, and those in the inner circle, just my opinion. If it got to Papa, we have to remember Fred. Our friend. Oh, no! That exact date, I got to say good morning to my Nassau Village friend, Miss Simonette, who was celebrating a birthday on Saturday, right? She told me. She don't reveal her sources. But she told me last week. I just says, I could keep my mouth shut sometimes, you know, but give me a husband. I'll never shut it. We're on the clock with Aaron Green. We're going to a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The following is a paid political message.
Kalani, warring. Hey! Kalani, oh, the future is brighter. Oh, vote for MacGyver. Hey, cause she is a fighter. Find it here.
You're looking for truth.
Find it here.
Vote for MacGyver. Ah!
She's here for you. See everybody in Kalani.
Change is here.
Hey! Hands in
the in Kalani. Vote for MacGyver. Ah!
She is a fighter. Ah!
That was a paid political message.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics, you have aquaponics, you have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications, record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands, because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce, we're cultivating producers.
Paid for by the PLP.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. We're going to the text line. Election so early because of global economics, things about to get bad. You want call election when things bad? Okay, first of all, we're a small plantation. Trump administration just announced a map of Greater North America from Greenland to the equator to the Gulf of America, right? Things are bad. They've been bad. They've been bad a little while. But the test of a government is how they perform when things are bad, right? But I can be honest with you. These boy them can't open the schools on time when things are good. So this is a good test. Another text. PLP have had 5 months left from the date of the election and 6 months from the date Parliament will be dissolved. Remember, the first sitting occurred on October 6th. Like, there's a lot you could do. They see the advocates are disappointed. The maternity leave not extended this term. There are just so many things unresolved. Here's another headline. Criminal charges filed in 5 deadly police shootings with no inquest in 20 years. I mean, Davis is not responsible for the last 20 years, although he's been a part of government opposition or the administration for the last 20 years. So there's some degree of responsibility that we could speculate that one should assume. I like how they use words. I shall use them the same way. But I think maybe the most important story we're looking at today is this story in Nassau Guardian. PRD, Parliamentary Registration Department, suspends voter verification. Not registration, just verification, right? So amid reports of long waits, Parliamentary Commissioner Harrison Thompson said yesterday that the PRD will temporarily suspend voter verification services to focus only on registering new voters and processing transfers. Again, there's all kinds of things we could use to assess the performance of the Davis administration. I think if we just stick with these two, we'd be fine. The Prime Minister's ability or the Davis administration's ability to discipline itself as a whole, the Prime Minister to cause and compel his colleagues, his peers, the people who work for him and under him, the people in the country, the citizens, the residents, the migrants, the tourists, the foreign direct investors, to cause and compel them to moderate their behavior, to govern themselves and to act with discipline, right? That's number one. Number two is the ability to move at the pace of one's own policies. The ability to move at the pace of one's own policies. That's your own policy. See, when we ask the question, why so fast? Why such a rush? Why have a snap election when you still haven't completed the processes intimate to policy? That's why I have no fear of the overlords and all of these conspiracies about the cashless society and them taking over. They cannot do it. They cannot move at the pace of their own policies. Let's go back to the text line quickly. Text, note that the High Member of Parliament will be the current member of the government. Okay. Aaron, I heard from the Chikchanis that you are a great cook and baker during Easter. Can you please share some of your treats with me? Well, I could share a recipe. You know what we do? We take the tamarind, because it's tamarind season, right? We make tamarind sauce, but we don't add any sugar. And then we make the coconut tart mix for the coconut. And then we make a striped tamarind coconut tart. You take half of your coconut tart mixture and you add the unsugared, the unsweetened tamarind sauce to that. And then you can make it like a pie, a traditional round crust pie. You could do a square boy. You could like make the Johnny cake and then put that filling in between the Johnny cake. You could do it like a pumpkin roll. You could do it any kind of way. But if I get me, I'm going to take some tree spinach that I have growing in my yard. I got some bay leaf. I got some oregano and broadleaf thyme. And I'm going to stuff. I even have some garlic growing in my yard somewhere. And stuff that fish with spinach. Producer, let's go to the phone line. The caller is so obsessed with the PLPs, he eats and sleeps with the PLPs on his mind. I'm not sure exactly which one you mean, but like if he's a part of the PLP team, that's what he's supposed to do. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
How you do?
Just speaking of the caller and the politics, he need a revolution of the mind. But I you like my little joke that I threw out there yesterday. I heard you mention something about digital currency, cashless society, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about we put a microchip in the politicians, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we use the technology against them in which programmable currencies, right? Digital currencies in which AI determines how they spend the money,
mm-hmm.
like they say. Like, you know, if that's some form of enforcement because we see where money's on the ground, like Sparky's saying, right?
Yeah.
I got a little joke for you. I just went throw it out there.
Yeah.
I was supposed to let you taste the shipment of diamond, but Aaron, you know, I don't mean me when it comes to diamond, right?
Yeah, but it was that good?
Man, Aaron, listen to me. I was before 12... I was using the bathroom 3 times, so, you know, like, I clean it. I don't need
the
pulling.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Diamond. Aaron, this is the best. You got to take some, but you know I get another shipment, right?
All right. But 52, yeah, be yeah. safe, because if you on the radio telling me about the tamarind and people who know you, they'd be like, but I know
I'm
you.
I'm a fool for tamarind, but I tell me something. You use fermented and make alcoholic drink from the tamarind?
2013, I had a huge batch of about 15 different flavors of wine, but remember the great power outage of 2013? Turn all my wine into vinegar. I made more money from the vinegar, but I'm not thanking the government for that.
Bless up. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, bless up. But yes, you can make a lovely wine from the tamarind. Aaron, Goodman's Bay grass area is filthy and has been for weeks. You mean like the part inside the park? Where the people like to put their cars? See, things ain't things. That's how you know things ain't things. Because if things were things, then things would be working the way they're supposed to work. But when things ain't things, people become anxious about what they're supposed to do. See, that's a part of the problem with the civil service and working culture in this town. There's so many irregularities that staff are not certain what they're supposed to be doing. We're making schizophrenics out of people. Hey, Aaron, tell the caller the U.S. needs to invite at least 10 of them. Good morning, Aaron. And the same contractor that built the structure that collapsed is the same contractor building the airport in Cat Island. A word to the wise. Listen, I need to see that. I refuse to believe it. I'm not saying that you are lying, Texter. I just refuse to believe. But that's why it's important to pay attention to the things, man. That cannot be so. That the same contractor that the prime minister had to come on the television and look us in our face and say, oh, no, man, the contract just has to be reduced to writing. That's the place in building the airport in Cat Island. I can't believe that here. Now that the Integra deal has collapsed, I don't know if it has collapsed. All I know is I saw today's Tribune and, oh, boy, I shall spend a significant portion of this weekend reading through those articles to make sense of them for a coherent conversation on the airwaves. Okay, so there are some questions I had for the general public, like, does the Davis-Cooper administration deserve a second term? Or you want to see what the Davis-Bastian-Cooper administration feel like? I want to see what Mike Epps say? I want to see what that feel like. The Davis-Bastian-Cooper administration. Why announce the date last night? On Friday, you had the press statement tell us, hurry up and vote, we proroguing. Then you prorogued that day. Why? Is it because too many people was talking the business? That's that thing about causing and compelling people to discipline themselves? That's that thing there, right? I want to ask you what grade you give the Davis administration, what grade you give the PLP, the FNM, what grade you give the opposition separate from the FNM, and what grade do you give the COI and other third parties. Now, COI, technically, they got a seat. Where him is? You think the COI can maintain the seat? Do you think so? Aaron, who allowed these huge eyesore billboards advertising human resources on a few roundabouts in Nassau? I hate those billboards. I don't care how much they paid for those billboards and the roundabouts. Hold on. So the billboards aren't the traffic safety and awareness billboards? If you're going to create a hazard, at least create with the billboards you promised us. I don't know. Is there a development agreement that has been... that's the Integra thing. Okay, the last few moments of the show. I'm not advertising, but don't know where to get fish, man, on this Good Friday. Because even though we are an archipelago and we're supposed to be fish people, plenty people don't know. I'm going to Montague Ramp. I got to say good morning to Hazel. And I got to say good morning to Mary. Mary Aim on Montague Ramp. Mary had to go back to Andrus to take care of her mummy. But everybody on Montague Ramp miss Mary. Mary had the best steam turbot in the world. But if you go into Montague Ramp, Look for yellow. Look for Mr. Brown. They got four of them out there. Go hail any one of them. And then find my cousin Harry or my cousin Ruffy to clean your fish. Go hail Dad. Go ask Yellow where your brothers are, where Pedro and Piggy and them. Where's everybody could be out there selling fish. Go get you fresh fish. They got decent prices. But remember, the price on fresh fish is different from the price on frozen fish. And also remember this. When you go to the dock and you're buying your fish, right? I don't need to know which fish in the bag rotten to know I don't want to buy that bag. But if I buy that bag and I want to take the fisherman to court, I need to prove which fish was rotten. Anyway, you guys, have a great day. I miss you all already, but don't worry. CNUE, Guardian Radio AM, is coming up next to entertain you. Last text, I piggybacking on one of your texts. Oh, yeah, no, we can't talk about that. We cannot talk about that. You guys, hold space for each other during the Easter season. To the Christian community, we celebrate with you. Have a great day, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.